Hi and welcome to In Christ Singapore this Sunday morning. All of you are very, very welcome. And please give a friendly wave in the chat room. And if you are new to In Christ Singapore, you are extra welcome. And please fill out the electronic contact card that's posted in the chat so we can give you information who we are and what we do. And once again, very welcome. All right, first up is that AGM, In Christ Singapore AGM, will occur today after the service at 11 a.m. And to be able to join, you need to be a registered member of the church. And if you are so, there are supposed to be email in your inbox with the link to register. And if you find that link and you click on it, you come to a place where you can register your attendance to the AGM. If you run into any technical issues, just WhatsApp us at ICSG Updates, and the number is next to me, and we will give you assistance. All right, prayer meeting. This Tuesday, we're going to have our bi-weekly prayer. It's a church prayer, and we will begin at 7:30 p.m., and it's hosted on Zoom. So the church is an opportunity for the church to come together and pray as a unit, and we pray for the church, the nation, and other topics where our church are involved. All right. And if you are in the ICSG Updates chat, you will have the credentials. If you don't have the credentials, just reach out to the office and it will be provided to you. All right, Acts Bible Study. This week, as we announced last week, we will continue with the session 5 of the Acts Bible Study, and it will cover chapter 16 to 20, and the Bible study will be available at live.inchristsg.org. So session 5 this Thursday. All right, as we announced last week, the worship seminar with Pastor Tom English is canceled. So the church that was planned to be on Saturday this next week is canceled. So we apologize for any inconvenience caused with that. All right, Women of Faith had a break last week, but this week, this upcoming week, they are resuming, and the ladies start their Zoom meeting at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, and they continue the book study of the book, The Pursuit of Holiness. Tithes and offerings. We are so grateful for all the givings that are coming in, and due to the COVID situation, it's very easy to give electronic means. You can use your bank app to scan the QR code next to me for Pay Now or Pay La. Or if you prefer, you can do manual entry with your bank, online banking. And if you would like to give a check, just WhatsApp the ICSG Updates and you will get the information you need. All right. Last but not least, cell group. In Christ Singapore is a cell group church. That means that we come together in small layer settings, usually somebody's home, but now sometimes we do it online. And it's a great opportunity for you to take part in sharing and hearing other persons' journey with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very encouraging to hear what God is doing in other persons' lives, and somebody will be blessed by your story. Yes, so there are 7 different cell groups, and if you are not in one, we strongly encourage you to fill in the contact form, and we'll get back to you shortly. And that's all the announcement for today. But before we go into the worship, let us pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and that you are wherever we are right now, Father. And we help ask you, Holy Spirit, to prepare our hearts to worship you, to give you the glory, and that you can throne upon our praise, Father. Lord, we thank you for this upcoming sermon that is coming today and for the AGM, Father. We commit all of this into your hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Good morning, church. Shall we rise and worship God for who he is? worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are.
I just want to come before you right now, Lord, and we thank you for all that you have done for us, Jesus. God, we come before you as we have been seeking your face this morning in worship and lifting up your name, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, that you fill every home, you fill every place, you fill all of our surroundings, Lord. We also just pray, Father God, that as we go into the Word this morning, may the Word be led by you, and may you speak to us as you want to this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Be so very welcome to In Christ Singapore. And I just want to give a kind reminder that after the service today, for those of you that are registered members, we are having AGM. And you should have received all the information already, as well as the registration link. So for those of you that have already registered, just a kind reminder to join us after the service today. But today, in relation to AGM as well, we'll be speaking about tithes and offerings. And tithes and offerings and giving, as the Bible speaks about them. And if this pandemic has showed us anything, it is that we cannot trust solely on the systems of this world, because we have seen very evidently that that things can turn and change in a blink of an eye. And things that we thought were solid one day, the next day may have changed fully, as well as people have experienced that where they felt maybe even secure in their jobs, that suddenly they were without jobs. So our security needs to come from something more and something else than the system of this world. And the financial side needs to be standing on something more than just ourselves or the things that we see. So if something we should have learned from all of these things during the pandemics that we are seeing, how things can change so fast, it shows that we need to be standing on a ground that is firmer and stronger than anything else. And I want to look at, if we come to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 46 to 49, it speaks about the importance of building on the rock and building on the Word of God. Where it says, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." And this parable is very familiar to most of us, about two people that are building their house on a different kind of a foundation. And one of them, who built it on a rock, had to dig deep, as this parable tells us, had to dig deep under the surface and then build on the rock that was there. At the same time, as when things got tough, the foundation was strong and it did not fall. In a way, we can look upon it in our time, when things start to get tough, when things start to get shaky in the world, and there is insecurity all around us. It matters what kind of foundation, what kind of rock we are standing on, so that the things that we are building and the things that we are doing does not just need to be swept away, or we feel like we are swept away by all the things that are happening around us. But we can stand firmly because our foundation is not ourselves, but we hear the words of God and we follow them. So those two people are looked upon as two different individuals. Both of them hear the word of God, but only one of them obeys it and builds it accordingly. While the other one hears the word of God, but for some reason decides not to obey it, decides himself or herself to build as he wants and as he desires and according to their own human understanding. And that's what we see in today's society, and that's what we have seen for forever, that usually people have those two options in front of them. And we know that only the things that come from God can is eternal, as well as that is the only foundation that can actually be secure and we can trust in. So what is this foundation and what is this teaching that the Lord gives us? Why is it so important to have that security in Him? From this parable, it's very obvious. It is because that is the rock that we have. And that's why we need to continuously, especially when it comes to finances, when it comes to money, we need to realize who is the source in our life. Who is the one that we rely on more than anything else? And do we build according to God's principles, or do we build according to our own human understanding of how things should be done? And we see in the world today, and oftentimes as well in believers' lives, that money becomes something that we love. It becomes a status for us. It becomes something that we rely on in a way that we are relying on it more than the security that we have in God. And there's a story about Gunnar Olsson, the founder of International Chambers of Commerce. International Christian Chambers of Commerce, that many of you are familiar with. We had some sessions together with them for the Marketplace Ministry, through the Marketplace Ministry. And in one of the story in his book that he wrote, which is called Business Unlimited, he tells about how God is calling him to step out of his current job and start his own company. So this was before he started his own company. The Lord was preparing him. And as the Lord was preparing him, he was taking a step of faith. So he had resigned from his job. And as he had resigned from his job, all of those thoughts start to come, you know, the security, how am I going to be able even to sustain my family? It's all kind of thoughts as he gave into the word that God gave him. But as he was at the last day of his job, he was getting ready to get out from the office when one of his colleagues came to him with an envelope. And the envelope he didn't know who it was from, but inside there was a passage from Isaiah 60 and verse 20 where it says, Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. And it also said under the words, dare to stand like Daniel, await all your help from heaven. So in the midst of the situation where he was taking a step of faith on the word of God, even though there was at that moment of time, not financially, not knowing how everything was going to go about. But God gave him this confirmation, and he only knew the sender was from Norway, and he himself lived in Sweden. But it was a confirmation that God will be with him and his family as they were about to take the next steps. And the same evening, a stranger came into his house, into his home. And it was not unusual for him or his wife to get strangers over that they would minister to, pray for, or encourage in some way. But this specific evening, a man came to his home. And after a while, as Gunnar was talking to him, he was trying to figure out what this man wanted. But nothing really came out of the conversation. So it was actually getting a little bit awkward. So after a while, the man stood up and says, maybe it's time to go. And Gunnar was like, yeah, maybe it's time to go. And as he stood up, he started to say to Gunnar, I actually came here because I'm in financial need. and I'm actually completely broke, and I'm really in a bad situation, and I actually came here to ask for financial help. So as Gunnar heard those words, he was told how much this man needed. And he went aside for a bit. He told the man to sit down. He went aside for a bit and he asked God, "What should I do?" And God told him, "Give him the amount he is asking for," which was quite a big amount of money. So he came back and he told the man, "I'll be giving you what you've asked for." And the man said, "You know, I'm never going to be able to repay that." And he said, "Don't worry about that." So the man left, and Gunnar had made that commitment. And what he felt like the next days as he was continuing on with his life, that he was continuously meeting people that were, as he was talking to them, they were in financial difficulties. And every time he asked the Lord said, "Yes, give to them, give to them." So he will continue to give to them as he felt the leading of God. And he also started to sense that, you know, it was challenging, but at the same time, he could sense the joy of it. And the Lord gave him, as it says in Luke 6:38, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." So this was a principle Gunnar had to take in the midst of a situation where he himself did not necessarily have securities for his own family, having just left his job and walking towards the word the Lord had given to start his own company. But in the midst of that, the Lord started to challenge him to still give to others in need, to still have that attitude of giving. And when I read this story and I read about people that, because this is a man that has done great things for God, it really, I believe, it challenges all of us. Because when it comes to God, God doesn't want us to have our trust in money. He wants us to have our full trust in Him and Him alone. And when He challenges us, and maybe He may be challenging some of you to step even further into that kind of an attitude of being a blessing, to be a financial blessing or be a blessing to others around you, it's so important that we keep the same mindset as Gunnar does, or Gunnar did in this instance, that we ask the Lord, when we ask the Lord, or when the Lord leads us, that we also obey according to His will. And that we have this attitude that our security is, at the end of the day, not in our finances, but our security is in God, where all of the blessings come from. And these are some things as well that we see in the Bible. And we see that there is that mindset of understanding that everything that we have from God comes from God first, as well as honoring God with our finances. And, you know, one of those things the Bible speaks about is tithing, or giving 10% of our salaries, or of our income, into our local church, or into the church that we belong to. In a sense, giving it to God. Or not in a sense, but definitely giving it to God. But there is a principle, as we give it to God, to give it into our local church. And the principle of tithing is already found in Abraham. As it says in Hebrews 7:1-3 and verse 7, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem, meaning King of Peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor ends of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. And then in verse 7, now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. So this narrative here in Hebrew is being taken from Genesis 14, where Abraham meets Melchizedek. And you may wonder, why is this passage important for us? Or why is this image of Melchizedek as presented to us important for us as believers? You know, as we look upon Hebrews 7 as well as Genesis 14, we see that Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, he brought out bread and wine and blessed Abraham. And it's in this setting, in Genesis 14:20, that Abraham gave 10% of all his to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is a type of Christ. And today, Jesus is our high priest. But Melchizedek was a type of Christ. He was without, there is no record of his father or mother or any other ancestors. There is no beginning or end to his life. But in this whole setting, we are supposed to understand that his priesthood was not connected to any priestly family line. He had a priestly office by special divine appointment that was a type of Christ in his priesthood. So as Abraham meets him, we see that Melchizedek was greater than Abraham. And he blessed Abraham and received his tithe. So, as well as verse 7 tells us, that now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. So, the one who is greater, blesses the one who is lesser. So, Abraham received his blessing, but Abraham also shows, first and foremost, he shows that appreciation, or he shows that principle of giving tithe. And he does it voluntarily and he does it gratefully. And we can imagine that he must have had to calculate everything he had, because Abraham was not a poor man. He was blessed by God. And he needed to figure out what was 10% of all his and then give it. And so that's the first time you read about tithes in the Bible. And later on, it becomes a part of the Mosaic law, where tithes were to support the Levitical priesthood, to support the work that was done in the temple. So they would go on to do the service for God. So when we are giving tithes, we are giving actually what already belongs to God. Because what we need to realize as believers is that all that we have is not from us to start with. It comes from God. And God could actually ask for 90%. He could actually ask for 100%. But he says the 10%, the 10% of our income to be given to him. And oftentimes we think that we are, sometimes people think they may be missing out by giving. But the thing is that we are missing out by not giving, because we are blessed by the greater. And Malachi 3:10 tells us, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings, there will be no room enough to receive it. So when Malachi speaks about the storehouse, in that setting, it may have been speaking about the temple. But in today's temple or the synagogue, but in today's society or in the New Testament setting, the storehouse is the church. So when it says bring all tithes into the storehouse, from a biblical perspective, it means that we give 10% of our income into our local church. And when I speak about the local church, I mean this church that you belong to, the church that you call your home church, the church that you attend, the church that you are registered in, the church that has become, in a sense, your home on this earth. And tithes should be used for the work that the church does. in different manners to be able to sustain and even reach further with the gospel of Christ and the work that he does through the local church in different manners. So besides tithing, we're also seeing in the Bible something called free will offerings, as well as we are called to give into the work of God in different ways, or bless people around us as the Lord leads us. As we also, as I spoke about this man that Gunnar met. So beyond the tithe is the 10% of our income. The Lord may also call us in different ways to give into other work, or to give into the church beyond that, or to give into other work that the Lord puts in our heart, or to bless people around us. So coming back to Gunnar, and this is, I believe, this story is familiar to some of you, because you may have attended when we had the privilege of listening to Gunnar also, when he spoke about when he spoke at the last session of Transformed Working Life. But he spoke in that meeting about something, and also that he speaks about in his book. And I just want to read a little bit for you. So if you just listen for a bit, because there's a passage in his books to speak about a vision that he saw and a family that he blessed. And I remember when he shared that during the session that my heart was so amazed, as well as thankful to see that kind of a giving in person's life. So where it says, yet from the book, from his book, Business Unlimited. Yet I had much to learn. Perhaps the most remarkable experience came at a prayer meeting one night. There was about 100 people packed into the large living room of a friend's house. I had found a corner where I could pray alone. Quietly kneeling, I had what can only be described as an open vision. I saw a family in front of me as if they were in a cinema screen. I saw everything about them, their names, their address, and also their horrendous financial problem. By now, I was conditioned to give, and I asked the Lord what I should give them. To this day, I don't know whether I heard the reply with my ears or my heart. Give them everything you have. I became frozen by those words. I had not expected that. Slowly, I got up and I walked out of the room. Now I was scared. I had obviously become fanatical. Something was seriously wrong. Esther had been looking after the children, and when I arrived home, I told her what had happened. In a few weeks, we were about to start a new business, and I needed the capital. This was not the time to throw all our money away. Esther looked at me clearly shaken. However, she reminded me of our desire to enter into a new financial dimension. We was not only dependent on our ability and skills to make money, but was rooted in obedience to his word. Remember how we've been learning that the level of blessing we receive from God is not dependent on our own efforts. Perhaps this is the way. Blessing always comes through obedience. I'll fast and pray for a week. And that's exactly what she did. Esther is a woman of prayer. So when the week was up, she came to me, eyes shining, and announced, okay, let's do it. So we did. The next day, we withdrew all our assets from the bank, took all available cash for food, our pocket money, and the savings in the children's piggy banks, and drove to the address I had seen in prayer time. As I pulled up outside the house, I wondered how I was going to explain my visit, but the word just crumbled out as soon as the door opened, and I stood looking at the same family I had seen in my vision. Hello, I began. I've come to bring greetings from a friend. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are not alone. He knows how you've been feeling lately. And then I handed over the money in the large envelope, said goodbye, and left. So, and after this, after Gunnar had handed this family the money, out of obedience to God, you know, we have to, in this setting, is the same setting as I spoke about before, that he was about to start a new company, but here God says, give all the money away, everything you have. We're not just talking about partly, or we're not just talking about he still had some savings, but God challenged him to give everything to a family he didn't even know he had seen in a vision. And in agreement together with his wife, they gave everything away. But the thing is that as he came back home to his family and kids, he said to his kids, you know how you always know that you get bread, you get food, and all of those from your mother and father. But it's the same thing with God as our Father. We can trust him from all of our needs. So now we're going to come before God, and we're going to tell him exactly what we need so that we can eat. And they started praying about how much bread they needed, how much milk they needed, how everything they needed for the survival. And then one after the other, neighbor came knocking on the door and said, hey, I bought too many loaves of bread, so please take some. And then by the end of the day, they had everything they had asked for. And it's just looking at hearing something like this, it just reminds us, you know, God is our source. And yes, we may not, maybe he's not challenging us in the same way as he was challenging Gunnar at this point to give everything away. And I'm not encouraging you to start doing that, except that is for you. That would be a word that you really know is from the Lord and in agreement with your spouse, and you know this is God. But I want to challenge us, because when I read about stories like that, or when we just read the Word of God, the Bible, the Word really is after our hearts. And it doesn't matter what area of our life, even when it comes to finances, when it comes to money, our trust cannot be in money. Our trust needs to be in God. And we need to know that when we are being led by him in givings and doing the work of God and obeying him, we need to know that he is our source, and he is our main source, and he is the one, we are blessed by the greater. And as I spoke about as well, that the Bible speaks about giving beyond the tithes. And we can see that in the Old Testament, that the law also established a principle of voluntary contributions, which was called free will offerings. And they were not to consider as bribes or to get a divine favor. They were more of a voluntary contribution. And it says in Exodus 36 and 3, and they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. So there will be times the Lord will challenge us. Maybe the first step for you, some of you may just be in relation to being challenged to tithing. For others, there may be that challenge to give beyond the tithing. For others, it just may be that challenge of not having our security in our bank account, not having our security in the financial status that we have. But our main security needs to be in God, and relying on his wisdom as we build up our lives, and relying on his wisdom and he leads us and guides us to give into various ways, so into various means, and to support his work and to support his people. Because love of money can never be anything, lead to anything good in our lives. And to be honest, love of money can just be as much for a poor person as for a rich person or someone in between. Love of money doesn't have anything to do with how much we own or how if you have the mindset of being giving a giving person. It doesn't actually have anything to do with how much we have at this moment of time, but it has to do with an attitude of the heart. And then it's that attitude of the heart that the Lord wants to deal with within us. That as we walk through this life, and as we also just seen through this pandemic, financial situation are changeable. This world is changing left and right. And there are things that are working today that may not be working tomorrow. Or there are people that have experienced, they have secure jobs today, but then suddenly their job was taken away from them. But the thing is that even though a job may be taken away from a person, even though there be maybe a season where an individual family is financially challenged, we need to realize that we don't sink because of that. Because the foundation that we stand on is the rock that is Christ. The foundation that we stand on is the rock that is the Word of God. And that is what our security needs to be, in the Word and the obedience to the Word of God, and not in the world and the world system. Of course, we are in this world, and we will be in this world until we leave it to be with our Lord. But we need to learn that there are principles of sowing and reaping. There are principles of tithing. There's a principle of giving. And there's a principle of being obedient to His Word and seeing that we are blessed by the greater. We are not blessed by someone that is lesser than anything else. We are blessed because we have the Almighty God on our side. And that He will pull us as long as we rely on Him, as long as we abide to what He says, and we follow Him in the wisdom that He has given us. We will not sink, but we will be able to stand the ground. We will be able to carry through. We will be able to come through, because it is through His help, through His wisdom, and through His methods that we see the breakthroughs in our lives. So it's important for us to develop the gift of giving. It's important for us to develop also the thankfulness in our lives, to know that everything that we have, even though we may be working long hours, even though we may be working hard to achieve the different things and for the income to come in, but we still need to learn that everything that we have in the first place is there because of the blessing of God in our lives. He is the source of it. And yes, He could ask for all of it, but when it comes to the principle, it is the principle of tithing. But then oftentimes, God will also challenge us beyond that in different ways to be a blessing to His work that He's doing through His church, as well as through the body of Christ, or into the lives of individuals that we see that are suffering or going through difficult times. So I just want to encourage us, and also as a church, you know, this year we took a step to give 10% of the financial year that started in April. We took a step to give 10% of all tithes and offerings that came into our church into good work, which we have done. And we will speak about that more at ATM as well today. And we will continue to do that as a church. But there is that principle to give, and there is that principle to sow and to reap. And there is that principle that we need to have both as a church and as individuals, that our security is not in this world. Our security is in God. And as long as we listen to Him, as long as we walk with Him, as long as we trust Him and abide to what He has given us, His Word and the principles in His words, we can know that He is true to what He has said. Just as He said, try me. As it says in Malachi, try me, test me. And see if I do not open up the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. So our foundation is the Word of God and His principle that will bring us through whatever storm we face in life. So let's keep that in mind, and let's continue to see things from God's promises. Amen. Let me pray with us. Father, we just want to thank You, Lord God, for all that You are and everything that you have done for us, Lord. And Father, we just come before you right now, Father God, and we just ask you, Lord, that as we see this principle in your word, as well as we see that, as we hear of it in the lives of others as well, Lord, Father, we pray that it will be more and more in our own lives as well, that we can live by that principle and we can live by that understanding that we are blessed by the greater. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, that because we are blessed by the greater, we can know that we can trust in you. We can rely on you. We are in a covenant relationship with you, Lord. And Father, we just pray that in everything that we do, Lord, may we be a blessing to those around us. May we be obedient to your leading, Lord. And may we be able to do the things that you have called us to do, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that, and I also pray for those, Lord, that may be going through a difficult financial time right now. Father, may you encourage them right now that you are with them. And as they trust in you and as they rely on your word and walk by your word and walk in your wisdom, Father, you will be true to what you have said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.